1620, 94.5 WTAW. February's meeting of the Blinn College of Trustees included Chancellor Mary Hensley reporting progress still on schedule for building the new Bryan Campus Administration and Student Services Building.
And over to the Bryan Administration Building. At the Bryan Campus Administration Building, the pouring of the concrete slab is complete, and portions of the concrete roadway are underway. The installation of site utilities is ongoing, and the erection of steel framing has begun, so you can now see what is going to happen there. Optimum has mobilized to begin the relocation of their overhead communication line. This project, trustees, is still scheduled for completion in February 2025, so 1 year from now, guess where we will be? We'll be having a grand opening.
Trustees awarded a $241,000 contract for the next round of new interior finishes inside Bryan Campus Buildings C and H. Here's more information from Blinn's Assistant Vice Chancellor of Facilities, Mark Feldhake.
This is a continuation of an ongoing project where we're going through the corridors and upgrading the flooring, upgrading the walls throughout the campus. And the next two areas we have are Building C and H. We're doing the second floor corridors in Building C and H. On January 30th, the college district received nine proposals, a very good turnout, nine proposals in response to the request for proposal for general contractor services. As we typically do in these requests for proposals, we had a committee review the proposals, and based on the committee's scores of the proposals, the administration recommends that the board authorize administration to negotiate and execute a contract with MBC Management for $241,630 for these services. In Building C and H. MBC Management's proposal of $241,630 is under the $250,000 estimate, which was within our R&R budget. And they've also indicated that this project can be completed in the summer timeframe. Again, these funds are available from the FY24 R&R budget. And with that, I'll stand for any questions.
Mark, there's a significant break between the top two bids and the ones that follow. Is there a reason for that? Or, I mean, that's significant, you know, over $100,000. And have we worked with MBC before?
Yes, ma'am, we have. In fact, the top two bids are the contractors that seem to be going back year to year, fighting against each other for this. So my assumption and the reason that they're more competitive is that they have the history and they have a better knowledge of doing work in our buildings.
Trustees also awarded a $384,000 contract to demolish four residence halls on the Brenham campus, Atkinson, Buccaneer, Lockett, and Spencer. Again, more information from Assistant Vice Chancellor of Facilities, Mark Feldhake.
On January 30th, the college district received four proposals in response to the request for proposals. A committee reviewed these proposals, and the administration recommends that the board authorize administration to negotiate and execute a contract with SciTech Omni for $384,400 for demolition contractor services related to the demolition of Buccaneer, Catherine Atkinson, Lockett, and Spencer Halls. SciTech Omni's proposal of $384,000 is under the $580,000 estimate, and SciTech Omni has also indicated in their proposal that they can complete this project by August of 2024. In addition to the abatement and demolition, we will be returning these spaces to green space on campus. That is the intended purpose right now, and these funds are available from the FY24 repairs and renovations budget.
Before the trustees vote on the demolition contract, some memories shared by the chairman of the Blinn Board of Trustees, Jim Kolkhorst.
I must admit, I'm going to be very sad to see Lockett Hall go.
Thank you all very much.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Again, once the four residence halls on the Brenham campus are demolished, those areas will become green space. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.